Welcome back. Your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you. So for the next couple of minutes, well, about 7 minutes or so, I want to air an interview that our coworker Bob Cupp did. He did this earlier in the week. I do believe he talked to Jeff Potter on Tuesday. And so this is with, and I'll let Bob explain it, but it's with the Potter baseball effort, if you want to call it that, because it was baseball and then it's turned into community projects. And these kids travel around from Virginia to Pennsylvania, back again, and they do community projects. Now, the reason I wanted to air it is because the group is going to be back in town next Wednesday, and they're looking for projects outside, open to anyone, that they can just help people out. And that's what they're doing for this particular tour. Now, when you hear the interview, again, keep in mind this was Tuesday, so the team was in town this week. They were in Freeport on Wednesday, but again, they'll be back in town next Wednesday. So here's Bob Cupp with Coach Jeff Potter with the Potter baseball team with your extended news at noon.
The Potter baseball tour, kicking off their 11th consecutive year in the Butler area this week, a tour that is taking on a different meaning this year. Instead of helping a number of service projects like the Stuff a Bus event that benefits the Butler Area School District, they're altering the tour to help out in various avenues, changing that itinerary as needed due to the restrictions from the coronavirus pandemic. They are led by Coach Jeff Potter, who created the tour, which originally was intended to bring inner city youth out to rural areas, but now has expanded boys and girls of high school age from all walks of life. And with us is Coach Jeff Potter. Jeff, it has been a long, successful journey.
Yeah, we started back in 2010. It seems like a long time ago. It was more, baseball-oriented at the time. It was all baseball, matter of fact. We'd go to different towns, play baseball for the love of it, and just have some fun playing baseball. And over the last, years, it has evolved probably a lot more into community service and charity work and things like that. But it started out mostly baseball, but as you get out and go to different towns, you see needs, and I think it's just great for these kids to not only play ball but learn life lessons and how to give back.
Now, how many young people have you brought along on the tour this year?
We got nine. We have nine players and four chaperones, so we have a total of 13, and so we're very excited.
Now, you spent the day yesterday here in the Butler community?
Yeah, we spent most of the day at Alameda Park down here, and they always have projects, which is wonderful. We did some painting yesterday, worked with some brickwork, and we're back here today doing some more painting and landscaping. We're going to work on the sand volleyball court up top, and they have a few more projects, so we're excited.
You're going to be back, you mentioned to me, too, as well next week, and you might have a little bit of time to help some people out in the community?
Yeah, that's what we're really looking for. I mean, there's always somebody who needs some help, especially with this situation this year and older people and not being able to get out, either take care of their yards or take care of things, and it's just a lot more difficult this year. So this is the exact type of thing we're looking to do. We have a bunch of teenage kids, and they love to work, and they don't mind, the physical work, mulching and things like that. So, anybody. I mean, this isn't, just closed to certain people. So anyone who might need help in the community, just get a hold of us and would love to come down, next Wednesday and knock out some projects.
So while you're here, can you use some help as well? I mean, are you well-stocked with your meals and water? Because, my goodness, you picked a really hot week to be in Butler County.
Yeah, we did. We certainly did. But I'll tell you what, we've gotten a lot of help from the community. We've been in Butler, for 10 years, so we've made some great relationships. Mike and Carolyn Winkler from the Lions Club, they've provided dinner the last two evenings. Audrey Yost from the Golden Tornado, she's providing, dinner tonight. Mike Liebler brought lunch yesterday. People brought, water and Gatorades and things like that. Megan Lucas showed up yesterday with some girls. We played a little volleyball. And we've had a lot of, real support from the community, and it's just awesome.
That's great. Jeff, where will the tour take you next? I know you have really kind of spread out over several different states with the tour in recent years. Is it going to be that broad again this year?
Yeah, other than going to Cleveland. We usually go anywhere from Cleveland, Ohio, down to Virginia Beach, and we actually go down to North Carolina, too. So we won't be going to Cleveland this year. But everything else we will. We'll be in Freeport tomorrow. We're going to be in Elwood City on Thursday. We're, you know, running up to Meadville, you know, Friday and Saturday, and just, you know, different places, all the places that we've hit before. So, yeah, we're still spread out.
Now, I know you usually have some help with host families and such and find maybe cabins or whatever to stay in. Is that the same premise this year?
It is. It's just a little more difficult with the host families, as you can understand, but the support has still been really good. We've been a little creative in terms of our lodging because we're on the road for 32 days. So, for instance, some of us are actually camping now, so we've camped the last two nights, and we're going to camp tonight, tomorrow night, and then we'll move on and, you know, different camping, some host families, a couple hotels, churches, you name it, somewhere to lay our heads. So, yeah, it's worked out real well.
Fantastic. So if somebody out there would need some help from the Potter Baseball Tour, maybe a little bit of work next week, or if they would like to help out your cause in any way, how do they get in touch with you, Jeff?
Well, you can just call me directly. You can go on my, basically, website or even Facebook page, get all the information on us. Email me, text me, call me. But the number is 410-562-4463. Or get a hold of someone in town who can get a hold of me. But, yeah, just call. And specifically, we'll be back next Wednesday, and we'd love to knock out some projects for some people.
Yeah, I know your kids are not shy about getting up and early and getting to work. I've seen them in action many times.
Yeah, they're good workers. They really are. You know, kids work hard. They'll work as hard as you motivate them to work. So they're not lazy at all. They're good workers. They're hard workers. And yeah, it's just a pleasure working with them and being with them for a month.
Well, I certainly miss meeting some of them in person because they're very respectful young people, and I'm always been most impressed with the way they handle themselves, the way you handle everything, and been most impressed to help you promote the Potter Baseball Tour, Jeff, and now in its 11th year. We wish you the best of luck. Hope that the weather maybe calms down by about 10 degrees, but certainly stays as nice as it has been.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was a little cooler, but we don't have the rain, so we're lucky about that. So, yeah, I just appreciate you having me on, and it's a shame that we couldn't get together personally, but next year we'll make it happen.
That's right. Jeff Potter from the Jeff Potter Baseball Tour and his young people who are in the community, and, of course, the chaperones that are helping. You always get great support with that as well. Jeff, appreciate the visit here this morning, and keep up the great work.
Bob, thanks so much. I appreciate it.